Here at the Bio-Based Stakeholders Dialogue in Washington, D.C. at the USDA headquarters, I'm talking with a couple of students from Purdue University who had displayed and did a presentation on a product that they developed called Soy Pods. So first of all, gentlemen, I'd like you to introduce yourself for me, please.
My name is Harshit Kapoor, and I'm a civil engineering junior at Purdue University.
My name is Andrew Cameron. I'm a chemical engineer at Purdue University. I'll be a junior.
All right. Well, first of all, why don't you tell me what soy pods are?
So soy pods are essentially the detergent pods out there in the market, but the films we are making on the pods are made out of soy protein isolate instead of the conventional PVA films that exist in the market. For PVA stands for polyvinyl alcohol, which is a petroleum jelly-based plastic that the companies are currently using to cover the detergent pods from outside.
What gave you the idea to develop this?
We saw it on the market that these pods were a pretty new idea, and we thought there would be a better way to make these pods and potentially using a renewable source. In this case, we're sponsored by Indiana Soybean Alliance, and Purdue University put on this competition, which really helped us get this idea going and really pushed us along to get this.
Well, you did a presentation today kind of in a Shark Tank format. And how did the event help you with your ideas for this product?
A lot of people definitely, since they were from the industry, they had a lot of input on, like, what we did. And they had, like, some really deep questions that we probably didn't think of, like, such in depth when we were researching this product. Because we are innovators, so we work hard for the product. And then coming out here and actually seeing people appreciate what we did was something really great. And it left an impact that pushes us forward to keep innovating in the future based on bio-based products and even taking this product further into the market and helping the consumers out there, because we are not only affecting the consumers, we are also promoting the farmers who are working so hard to grow the soybeans. Yep, thank you.
Well, how you mentioned the Indiana Soybean Alliance and also Purdue has helped you with this, but how have they helped advance your ideas for using soybeans in new products, and also the United Soybean Board as well?
So they really have helped. Starting off with this competition, they gave us plenty of examples from previous years because the competition has been going on for 22 years. And so there's been tons of ideas that have come out of it. And this year especially, a lot of the products that were formed were clean supplies, more towards that. And so that was kind of it wasn't pushed that way, but a lot of us ended up coming up with a lot of this, like, clean supplies and how the soybean can be used for that kind of purpose. And the soybeans, all the parts to them really can be used in a wide variety of source or ways, and it's just a great opportunity.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and when you're talking about cleaning something, this is something that your average consumer can use, as opposed to industrial uses, which is a lot of what we're seeing around here. What any specific ideas that you got from the innovation forum in there that you think that might help, you might be able to adopt to help move this forward?
Definitely ideas like when Martin asked us the question that how would we take it forward to manufacturing and thinking about retooling facilities when we actually take it to commercialization. Those things really made us think about how the product actually works and what's the best way to make it compatible with what's already out there, so the formulation for both the detergents and the retooling is not required, and even if it is, it's requiring a very minimal cost in the upfront for the companies to do it for us or even guide us towards that path.
Well, we had the Secretary of Agriculture stop by and meet you and talk to you. What'd you think about that?
It was an awesome experience. Very good speaker. We heard him speak, and it was just awesome to hear him really promote all the idea or all the ways all of our agriculture can be used in everyday sources, not just for food, but for every other thing, every other sources out there that every consumer used is daily, and you know how they can replace petroleum. Big emphasis on that. So, yep.
So, do you feel like the secretary really showed an interest in what you were doing?
Definitely, like the way he talked to us, like it was really encouraging. He even gave us like some contact points where we could go forward with the product and who should we talk to if we need to commercialize this forward. And it was a great experience specifically for me, because I come from a foreign country and coming here and experiencing the American dream, as people say it, and seeing the former governor of Iowa and the current Secretary of Agriculture support our ideas and helping us move forward, that was really motivating and helped us push forward for next year maybe.
Well, anything else you guys would like to add about being here, your experience?
It was just a great opportunity. Yeah, everyone from the industry is out here, so they can really give us a lot of ideas. And then definitely that there's a big step forward, long time before this will potentially come to market. So, but looking forward to it.
Well, good luck, guys. I'm really interested, and we'll be telling people about your soy pods and hope we see it on the market someday soon. Here at the BioBase Stakeholders Dialogue in Washington, D.C., I'm Cindy Zimmerman.